In this episode, we incorrectly assumed that the name of the Whiskey Traveler was named after Robert E. Lee's horse. And it turns out, after looking it up, I discovered that it was actually named after a song by Chris Stapleton, who was instrumental in creating the Traveler number 40. Enjoy the podcast.
So what are we calling it?
Oh, what episode are we?
Oh, episode 80?
No, 80. You're right. It is episode 80.
Wow. Okay. Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 80. Wow, I did not realize that until just now. Anyway, this is an episode about American blends, a tribute to American diversity. That's how we're billing it anyway. I know. So we have three blended American whiskeys here, Tin Cup, Redwood Empire, and Traveler.
And by the way, I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Marlis. And eventually I will stop talking. So there we go. All right. So who's got Tin Cup?
I do.
All right.
Tin Cup. And by the way, we totally pick these things per usual at random, but we're getting better at not choosing total wine, whatevers, you know.
Oh, they're
whatevers.
Store brands.
Store brands. Mm-hmm. We're getting better at that. Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey was introduced in 2014 by Jess Graber, a longtime Colorado distiller with a passion for whiskey and the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Graber had been making whiskey since the early 1970s and created Tin Cup to honor the miners, settlers, and adventurers who helped shape the American West.
And it came with a kitten.
And it comes with this cute little, basically a shot glass, but a tin cup on top.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I like that. It's a little sticky right now because of the thing that was holding it on. The brand takes its name from the historic mining town of Tin Cup, Colorado. Didn't know there was a Tin Cup, Colorado. Now we learned something today. Where miners were said to enjoy their whiskey from simple metal cups, hence the metal cup. Even the bottles, I should read ahead to my what I have. Even the bottle's signature cap is designed to double as a tin cup, paying tribute to that history. Although inspired by Colorado, Tin Cup is an American whiskey rather than a Colorado whiskey.
Mm.
The original expression is made by blending a high-rise straight bourbon with Colorado single malt whiskey. After blending, it is cut to proof with pure Rocky Mountain water and bottled in Colorado. The result is a whiskey that combines the spice of rye-forward bourbon with the softer character of American single malt. But from the beginning, Tin Cup was built around the idea of adventure. Rather than focusing on formal tasting rooms or luxury image, the brand embraced camping, hiking, fishing, and life in the mountains. Its slogan, Mountain Whiskey, reflects that spirit and has helped distinguish it from more traditional bourbon brands.
Mm-hmm.
Since its launch, the Tin Cup lineup has expanded to include rye whiskey, a 10-year bourbon, a 6-year American whiskey, and limited 14er releases named after Colorado's famous 14,000-foot peaks. While the lineup has grown, the brand's mission has remained the same, creating approachable whiskey inspired by Colorado's history, rugged landscapes, and outdoor lifestyle. No, I didn't choose this stuff, all these words from anywhere. It's 42% ABV. And its age statement is 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the color is a rich caramel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very pretty.
Nice. The nose will be a bright citrus, black pepper, and ginger snap cookies.
Mm. I'm getting some ginger. I don't know about the cookie.
It smells kind of alcoholy to me. But
yeah, it's got a strong alcohol presence. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's try the taste and see what we come up with. I've obviously to have a rye spice going on. Cinnamon and caramel sweetness. Page 2. For some reason, this one goes on. Rye, spice, cinnamon, caramel sweetness.
Hmm. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
There is enough sweetness. It's got a little bit of a burn, but not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Less than I expected from the aroma.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of caramel and cinnamon and
pepper.
Yeah.
Definitely pepper.
Yeah. Nice, but nice flavors.
Yeah, and
nicely blended.
Well together, yeah.
And then I like anything that has a cinnamon tone to it. Yeah, and then it's got that rye, but It really does. And, you know, the, I guess adding that water to it really does cut the rye down so it's not so in your face.
But it's they've got the rye brightness without the rye, you know, slapping you quality,
which is basically what I said. Anyway, that's all right. I just want everyone to know that I am with two people that continuously say the same thing I do throughout my entire life after I say it. Like almost immediately after I say things, they say exactly the same thing, like it's something new.
That's what we do.
It's what they do. And it drives me insane. Anyway, the finish should be clean and crisp. I think I can agree with that. A lingering rye spice, definitely add that. And but it's smooth and easy. It's not... Again, in your face.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It's very nice. I was
very pleasant.
After the aroma, I was like, uh-oh. But no, the aroma has fooled us before. It fooled us again.
I don't know if my nose is actually paying as much attention as it needs to. It's like, you know, anyway.
I could say something to that, but I will not.
No, thank you.
All right. So thumbs up on Tin Cup. What's next, Marlis? Yeah.
The next is Redwood Empire Lost Monarch Small Batch American Whiskey. This is from Sonoma County, not Snonoma, but Sonoma County.
I thought you were going to say Snoqualmie there.
Yeah, no.
Or Snohomish or something.
Yeah. And it is a bourbon and rye blend.
And has the coolest label.
Oh, it's got, yeah, it's like an ink drawing of a guy with trees and mountains and stuff on his head. Lost Monarch refers to, you know, the largest of the redwoods that is in the Glade of Titans or whatever. Yeah, so it is 45% ABV. And let's see, aged 3 years. According to the company website, it's a blend of 4 to 12-year-old bourbon and 3 to 5-year-old rye. So there's a lot of variety, and they can only then claim the youngest, which would be 3 years. The mash bill, which is nice that someone has, you know, given me that, 60% rye and 40% bourbon. And the bourbon is 75% corn, 21% rye, and 4% malted barley. So
there'll be a quiz later.
I know. Color is medium amber. It is very pretty. They're all very pretty this year. And today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This episode. That's probably what you were trying to say.
All right. So for the nose, there should be dill, rye spice, orange zest, clove, leather. Leather. All right.
And just a tinge of Band-Aid. Not a lot, just a tinge. It is not full Band-Aid. I'm not really getting those aromas, I'm not actually really sure what I'm smelling here.
Yeah. It doesn't smell bad.
No,
It's perfectly pleasant.
It's just, I just can't identify anything in particular, except for the tinge of Band-Aid. That's my go-to.
Dill. That's an interesting. Okay.
I'm not sure if I know what dill smells like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I do.
Do you have some in your cupboard?
I do.
We should smell it.
Okay, well, perhaps later.
Yeah, later. We'll smell it later.
We'll do a dill smelling afterwards.
We can do an addendum.
Yeah.
Or not.
Okay, so the palate should be citrus, caramel, black pepper, rye spice, and it should have a gin-like quality. I'm not quite sure what they mean
there. Excuse me? G-E-M?
Gin.
Oh, gin.
G-I-M.
Or G-Y-M?
Yeah.
I was...
Like old
smells like a gym smells like sweaty feet.
I know,
old socks.
Oh, I thought you meant an individual person. It's like, well, who gym?
No, I meant gym. G-E-M. G-E-M, as in like the ring gym. With a gem.
Oh, a gem. Yeah. I don't think they smell particularly.
Well,
do they?
No, that's
not why I was confused. All right.
It smells like nothing.
How long it's been on somebody's finger, I guess.
And we've only had one sip.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. All right. Let's
okay. Yeah. Let's try it.
I feel like in the aroma, though, I was getting maybe a little bit of orange and a little bit of brown sugar, but that's me.
It is a little sweet to me. That must be the orange.
Yeah, the rye kind of sneaks up on you at the end, so there's this kind of burst in your nose.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and there is something sweet there, almost like a like a caramel or a cookie kind of thing that would, that so far didn't, these guys are doing really interesting things with blends.
Didn't they say something about orange in there?
Citrus.
Caramel.
Yeah, I think to me that's probably what gives it that, that sweetness. Yeah, that. It's sweet. It doesn't seem, my tongue is numb. It doesn't, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Orange sweetness.
Citrus. Oh, but to me it's not the same kind of sweet as the bourbon sweet. Even though it,
or the, not the usual bourbon,
not
sweet
the bourbon
anyway.
Usual sweet, nor the Irish whiskey sweet. I mean, you know, it's like a different, sweetness to it for me. I like it.
I think this is a really interesting balancing of, you know, the bourbon and the rye and everything.
I might have to have some more of this with dinner.
Yeah.
Since it's you're staying at your house.
I know. Okay. So overall, the guy who wrote this particular review said that Redwood Empire immediately feels like a company you want to root for. Their distillery was built in an old apple processing plant and is located in the small town of Grattan in the Russian River Valley of Sonoma County. For every bottle sold, the company plants a tree. Yay! Which, according to their website, is that 225,415 trees at the time of this writing. Drinking this whiskey, kept thinking, is this the new Old High West? A blend of bourbon and rye, Lost Monarch offers the usual range of bourbon and rye flavors with a light gin-like quality. Now, I'm not quite sure what he means by that.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't get, because I despise gin.
And leans in more toward the rye flavor profile. Exploring and learning the blend contains bourbon, So, yeah, you know, buy it before the price goes up, basically. Yeah.
How much was it?
About 40.
Because none of these were very expensive.
No.
Which blends aren't typically, but we did see a couple that were like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because one of ours, the Tin Cup, I think was like 30 something. And the other one that we're going to do, the Traveler, I think was 40 or something. I don't know, something like that. I can't remember. I didn't bring the receipt with me.
But again, I think it's, and this guy who wrote that particular bit, you know, talking about the new High West, and it's like, first of all, I'm not sure that Sonoma County is that high, but still, depending.
Okay. And Sonoma Valley is not very western-y, is it?
Well, it's Northern California, so it's more western-y than like
LA, but
or
Napa.
Napa, yeah. Yeah. So, Russian River Valley. Yeah. Anyway, but it's just, you know, he's identifying evidently kind of a school or a movement of Western whiskeys that are trying new things. And I have to admit, so far I'm like, you know, I'm pretty impressed. These are tasty.
Well, Mr. John, what you got?
So we're looking at Traveler Whiskey Blend number 40.
And before you start, I just want to say that I didn't know any of that information until I looked it up when we got home. I just like, oh, this looks good. And I, you know, we took it.
Okay.
Go ahead and read and you'll know what I mean.
Okay. Traveler Whiskey Blend number 40 was introduced in January 2024 as a collaboration between country music star Chris Stapleton and Buffalo Trace master distiller Harlan Wheatley.
Didn't know that.
This wasn't just a celebrity putting his name on a bottle. Stapleton was actively involved in tasting and selecting the final blend. Wheatley and his team created more than 50 different blends, with each one sampled by Stapleton and Buffalo Trace's tasting panel. That must have been fun.
Well, I don't think they did them all at once.
No, I know. Probably not.
They're still alive.
Blend number 40 was the clear favorite, which is how it got its name. The 40 refers to the winning recipe, not the whiskey's age or a batch number, I assume. Traveler is an American blended whiskey. You could probably tell that by the name, Traveler Whiskey Blend number 40. meaning that it combines different styles of whiskey to create a balanced flavor. Buffalo Trace has kept the exact recipe a secret, but says it is made from a unique blend of whiskeys from its parent company, Sazerac. It also contains no neutral grain spirits, setting it apart from many less expensive American blended whiskeys. It's 45% alcohol by volume. There is no age statement. The nose is supposed to be vanilla, aged fruit, buttery shortbread, and caramel.
Hmm. Yeah, one thing I read said...
It's from Kentucky.
When I looked up whether it had an age statement at all, it said that because Buffalo's Trace is not telling anyone what whiskeys they used in the blend, they also were not giving an age statement for that reason. But okay. I'm not sure how.
I think that's, yeah. Well, anyway, that really is this water. Named after Robert E. Lee's horse, Traveler?
I did not see what it was named after.
We cannot say that it isn't.
Yes.
I don't know.
It is from Kentucky.
Horse have two L's and Traveler? I don't know. Does Traveler always have two L's?
I think so.
I don't usually write that word, so I just don't even know.
Very, very not. Doesn't come up that often.
I have no idea. I would probably have to look it up.
Fair amount of alcohol in the aroma. But we've had that with all of them, and, the taste has been...
See, I don't get a lot of alcohol in the aroma.
Mm-mm. I don't either after having drank the other two.
Yeah, sorry.
That could be affecting my sense of smell, but I'm not.
I feel like this one has less aroma than the other two.
You mean less alcohol or less aroma?
Less aroma.
Oh, okay.
Just flat out for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right.
I think I'm getting the vanilla, the shortbread, and the caramel.
Mm. I like all those things.
Mm-hmm. But they're pretty mild.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little sweetness too, so I suppose that might be able to say that's aged fruit. I don't know. I wouldn't have come up with that on my own, I don't think.
All right, so what should we expect in the taste?
The taste, it is smooth and well-balanced, self-described.
Mm-hmm.
Toasted nuts, warm baking spices.
Sorry.
Oak. For all the 13-year-olds at the table.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Warm baking spices, oak. Caramel sweetness.
It's definitely a lot milder than the other two, I think, as in with the flavor. I think it's next to them. It's because we're drinking them together.
Mm-hmm.
It almost seems bland.
It's hard when you're the third whiskey in a row. It's a little difficult to stand out.
Yeah. Unless you like a rye whiskey that's going to... I like it, though. I think it's good. I want to say, in one of the things I was reading today, it said that it would be a good beginning whiskey. I think because I don't think Tin Cup would be because I think it's got a lot more flavor to it. But I could be wrong. It may have been Tin Cup, but I want to say it's probably Traveler that said it was kind of more of a beginning.
Yeah,
whiskey.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting the caramel, the oak, and a little bit of spice.
Mm-hmm. I get the oak and the spice and the you're right. Okay, now here we come in to our Marlis's prejudices showing up.
What are you prejudiced against?
Well,
what's to be prejudiced?
It's whiskey. No. Okay. And especially not his horse. His horse was lovely, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm just not a huge bourbon fan. It's not that I hate it or anything.
Right.
But it's not my favorite thing.
But don't all three of these have some sort of bourbon?
They all have some bourbon in them. This seems to me more like a traditional Kentucky bourbon.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Whereas the others seem to be a little more fully flavored or, offering different things. And again, it could be because I discovered it's from Kentucky. If you told me it was from Montana, maybe I would feel differently. Okay. It's from Montana.
Marla's just told herself that just for those who can't see her.
Right.
Nope. That didn't help you.
No.
But remember, it's also made by Buffalo Trace, who does Blanton's and was it Taylor and
various Buffalo Trace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, another well-known or not so well-known bourbons. But I'm not getting that it's very bourbon-y at all.
Yeah, see, for me, that's what comes through.
Interesting.
But again, everyone tastes differently.
What is interesting?
That you don't get bourbon and she does.
Well, what do you get?
Well,
I'm not getting...
To me...
I just think I think it's a well-balanced blend where I'm not really tasting one thing over another.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. But it definitely, to my tastes, it is. You know, I've tasted scotches that taste a lot like this. I've tasted Irish whiskey that tastes a lot like this. And I've tasted bourbons, but not a lot of bourbons that taste just like this. This is very
similar.
No,
I think Sazerac.
Okay, I will back off then.
This is so
You can have your.
Yeah, it, I know.
What you taste is what you taste. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about whiskeys. And what we tell people is everybody's palate is different, you know. Now is not the time to be like mowing the grass. What the heck?
You're doing that. I know.
But I just think this is so well balanced that I am not tasting anything above the other. And I think it's great. And I think it would be a more of a beginner's whiskey because it doesn't taste so much like
that could be
bourbon or rye or whatever else it has in it. We don't know. We don't know what's in it. That's the thing.
Exactly it, yeah.
And but obviously it's going to be something in the Sazerac line, I would imagine.
And I'm going to guess that there's not a lot of rye in this. You know, it just doesn't have that,
rye. Yeah, I would just use that because the others did.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things that separates
And strangely enough, for someone who came late to the rye train, so to speak, you know, because I was always like, oh, rye, it's so fierce.
Talk about somebody who was prejudiced against rye.
I know. Hey, you know.
What was it?
You got to own your thing.
Bald, overweight men drink rye.
Old overweight farmers in dark bars drink rye.
Well, I was very close to what you said.
Exactly. But. Yeah. You forgot the agricultural element, which I felt was
sorry.
Important.
Why?
That's important.
I know. Anyway, for me, I like the first two, Tin Cup and Redwood Empire, because there is more of a rye, but it's a disciplined blended rye and kind of just enlivens things without taking over and whacking you, which I like. Mm-hmm. I don't get that so much in Traveler, and maybe it's
you want it to whack you more.
No, I want it to have a little more. I don't know. I'm a bad woman, evidently.
No. Why you? No, I'm just having trouble understanding what you're saying.
Drink more, and it will all become clear.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Oh no. Okay. Maybe not.
We always hope that will happen. Yeah, and
that's right.
Yeah. No. Okay. Now, on my final sip here, where I took a nice good glug and, you know, wished it around a bit, which is probably more than you needed to know.
She added more spit to it, you know.
Well, I suppose, yeah. Anyway, yeah, it is a milder version. It would be a good introduction to a blended as opposed to, you know, kind of a strict straight bourbon. And, it's fine. It's not my favorite.
No. I have to say my favorite, if we're going to go there now, is actually right now the Redwood Empire. But I'm looking forward to having Traveler at home on a night when I haven't had anything else so that I can get its full flavor.
Yes.
Because I think it was overpowered by the other two. If we would have looked at not just the ABV, but we usually blind it up by ABV, but I think we probably, because they were blends, looked at what their makeup was. And when we saw that didn't have rye on it, probably put it at the beginning so that it, because rye does tend to kind of overpower things.
It can. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in retrospect, Traveler should have been first. And maybe, you know, I wouldn't have said, oh, it's a little bland. But I like it at the same time, even though I thought it was a little bland next to the other two. But yeah, I will definitely have to try that at home when I haven't had anything.
Right. One of the things that we find, given that we do this every month or so, is that you end up with some bottles in your cabinet that are like, oh, well, this is not my favorite, but I bought it. So, you know, and you have to drink it.
We don't. We just keep it in our cabinet. We don't actually.
We just get more cabinets.
I see.
All righty then.
Thanks, Evelyn and Tamara, for giving us more cabinets.
I drink them. Thank you very much. Anyway, but none of these would be difficult to drink at all. They're all lovely in their own way. If you like a traditional bourbon and one that is perhaps a little milder than others. I think Traveler is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something, and I'm kind of intrigued. Now I want to find out more about Western whiskey, you know, mm-hmm. in terms of what they're doing, because both Tin Cup and Redwood Empire, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the bottle kind of at an odd angle, and it said Redwood Empty. No, that can't be the name. Redwood Empire. Yeah. I think that's kind of something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of cool.
I just finished my Redwood Empire. Mm-hmm, and then after mm-hmm. having Traveler, I can really taste the rye in mm-hmm, the in mm-hmm. the Redwood Empire after doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this has been just an interesting thing. I'm glad we did this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would give thumbs up to all three. Mm-hmm, if I had mm-hmm. to pick a favorite, I think I would probably choose the Redwood Empire.
Mm-hmm.
My second favorite would be Traveler. Yeah, just because it's... Mm-hmm. A little milder, a little sweeter. I could see myself, you know, drinking this.
Nice warm day. You're out in the yard.
Fairly often. I mean, yeah, I like it quite a bit, but mm-hmm. I'm also a lighter, sweeter kind of mm-hmm. Person that
your go-to I like. Is typically Bushmills.
Yeah, Bushmills, which mm-hmm. is a mm-hmm. lighter, sweeter mm-hmm. whiskey, Irish mm-hmm. whiskey. So, this tends to fall right in. If I had to guess... If this was what kind of whiskey this was, I would probably ultimately come up with American or bourbon, just because there's a little bit of that in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It still has a little bit of American or bourbon style whiskey flavor
mm-hmm.
on the back end. It doesn't punch you right in the face like some bourbons do, but it's there and eventually it comes through. But it's also a milder, sweeter whiskey. Mm-hmm. I like it quite a bit.
One thing we didn't do as we were perusing the shelves at Total Wine today was there are now American whiskeys that are finished in like wine casks or port mm-hmm. casks or whatever. We will have to do that at some point. Not necessarily next time, but we'll have to do that at some point because I think that's kind of a
Marlis cool almost thing. Chose one and I slapped her hand and told her no.
I did.
Because the others did. Weren't. It was that. Like, and it look. Was like,
look, Eric. Red wine casks.
That's unfair. Yeah.
Judy, please. And she said, no. I said, all right.
For once, I got my way.
I know. Right? She's very fierce sometimes.
I was fierce today.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know. Do we want to wrap this up here?
No, I guess we do.
I think they're all, if you like kind of a traditional bourbon, but are looking for something to introduce to people, you know, who don't drink whiskey a lot. Travelers is lovely. It's got that kind of traditional bourbon, but it's mild and it does have that those underlying flavors from the other whiskeys that are blended with it. Tin Cup and Redwood, I think, are both amazing that they've got a fair amount of rye in them and yet the rye kind of supports the rest of the flavors as opposed to overwhelming them.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, reasonably priced, God knows, if mm-hmm. you can find them in your area. If you can't, I recently was in Texas, and I found this Texas Pecan Brown Sugar Bourbon, which is like crack. My God, it is good. But you can buy it online. So, of course, you have to be...
You can buy almost anything online.
I know, but you have to be there to give them your... You know, your driver's license to prove you're over 18. For God's sakes, I'm 74. But still, you know, it's...
I mean, you have to be there to buy it online.
On FedEx.
Oh,
no, when
FedEx.
They deliver.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a mailbox.
Oh, right. Goes okay.
too.
Yeah.
So they know we've been that
mailbox.
Maybe
they have it sent to
like,
your mailbox. Yeah,
for like 28 years, 29 years. So you've had that mailbox. They know we're over 21.
Yeah. Even if you can't find some of these things at your, you know, local liquor store, there are always all online alternatives, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's the one I use is a store. When I buy online, I usually use a store in San Francisco
mm-hmm.
that usually has pretty much everything, or they did.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked lately. Mm-hmm. I'm poor now. I can't.
I know. It's terrible.
What?
But.
Just
that's true. Okay. So we're going to. Oh, and the other thing that I was thinking when we were going through these things is I remember we did a Battle of the Grains at one point where we did like. You know, barley, corn, rye, wheat. Yeah. And we put wheat at the end, and the poor wheat just got overwhelmed by the rye that was so bright and so assertive and everything that we're all like, oh my God, this is awful. It wasn't. It was a perfectly nice whiskey.
Yeah.
But you had to have it at the beginning. We didn't know that at the time, which was, you know, why we did this. So sometimes the order in which you drink something does affect.
Which is probably good if you only drink one thing.
Well, yeah. Well, on the other hand, if you're doing
unlike us who do three or
tour
four.
Of the West or the tour of the United States like this. Anyway, but, and again, just to reaffirm our subtitle, you know, American diversity, this is what drives our creativity. And I'm very excited.
Well, even like, you know, the first two, I think I was thinking about that. I don't know so much the Traveler, but kind of show diversity and just, you know, Tin Cup is talking about the, you know, miners and, you know, even campers, they mentioned campers and adventurers. And that's a diverse community, too. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, just, you know, purebred white Americans or whatever that do those things. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't then either, you know, back in the old days and the Redwood Empire. I forget what you said about that, but it was like, well, yeah, that shows diversity as well. And the Traveler, I guess it could show diversity in that it blended a lot of different whiskeys together. I don't know. I haven't quite picked up on a diverse. If it's named after Robert E. Lee's horse from the Confederacy, I just don't know that.
Well, we think it might be. That was his name, so I'm going with that. Given
it doesn't say on the bottom.
But
on the
like,
bottom.
You know, the mash bill from Redwood Empire had like, you know, bourbon, rye, corn, wheat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like this, you can get really creative with all this stuff. And I think that's exciting. Mm. Okay.
All right.
So
I guess that's it.
Until we meet again, thank you for listening. Let us know if you try any of these. That would be wonderful to hear. And let us know if you have any other ideas about what we should be doing. Thank you.
Yeah. We're at funwithscotch@gmail.com. There's also an fwspc.com website. If you want to go there, you can find all of our podcasts.
And you can comment on individual episodes, correct? Is that still on?
I believe so.
We haven't gotten a comment in
quite a while.
Well, quite a while.
Yeah.
If you're out there, let us know.
Yeah.
I know. Are we talking to the wind?
Yeah.
Which would be fine because we get to drink good whiskey. So, hey.
Yeah. Actually, we get a lot of hits. But I think some bots may have got, because like all of a sudden we'll get like a bunch of hits from one location and it's like, that's weird. You know, like Hong Kong, you know, or someplace that's like,
Interesting. Yeah. So who knows?
We're not sure if there's real people out there listening to us, but let us know. Make us feel better.
Yeah. All right. Have a good night.
Thank you.